Welcome to Uplift, inspiring stories to uplift the world. I am Gemma Serenity Gorokoff, your host, and today we have a young entrepreneur joining us, Deshaun Williams. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me. It's definitely an honor to be on here.
Absolutely. So, Deshaun, can you please a little bit share about your journey, your story, behind the scenes, the kind of things we do not really see online about your life?
Most definitely. So, as y'all already heard, my name is Deshaun Williams. I call myself Mr. Heart Flare. But, you know, ultimately, I haven't always been the very inspiring, very passionate, loving, smiling person that you see before yourself today. Coming up, I did have a very rough childhood where certain things happened, and ultimately I got put in the place of my grandparents. Now, I don't want to go too in deep about that, but what I will kind of go into about is most people don't realize that in 2018 is where I see the biggest turning point in my life. September 2018, I was working a full-time job and trying to go to college, trying to have a relationship, trying to have a social life. Granted, I was working 60, 70 hours a week, and it's almost impossible to try to maintain a social life, college life, and a relationship and get sleep at the same time. And ultimately what happened was I felt as if the world would be a better place if I was not around. So, of course, that means that I tried to take my own life. And, you know, a lot of times we don't think anything else about it. And so the very next day, I actually went to church, and I just remember the church staff saying, "Hey, you look bad." And I'm telling them what's happened the night before, like what's going on in my mind, how I attempted and everything. And you know, it was something I didn't expect to go any further. However, I am very grateful that they did go to my leadership that was over me and tell me, "Hey, we heard about what happened, and we think you should go get help." Now, during that time, I did end up going to the hospital because I was told I would either go under my own power or they would force me to go. So I decided to go under my own power. I stayed in the hospital for roughly a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. And during this time in the hospital, I'm going through these different classes and things of this nature to try to figure out what's going on in my mind. And in my mind, we get from the tip of the iceberg to melting the iceberg all the way. And it's being discovered I have what they call extreme depression, where my hospital that I went to calls it code red depression because of how severe it is. I'm also told in the hospital, "Hey, because you have the highest level of depression, you won't be able to do a lot of things that other people can do that don't have severe depression." And, you know, that was something that I had always told myself, but it was never something that I would take from anyone else. It was fine if I told myself I would never amount to anything or that I couldn't do something. But for a hospital staff member to tell you that, it's a whole different story. It was something I would not allow. So, you know, leaving out the hospital, they asked me, "Mr. Williams, what are you going to do?" I'm gonna do everything y'all said I couldn't do. And so from there, the same day I actually got out of the hospital, I went back to work. And that's actually a funny story in itself, because I was trying to become the youngest supervisor in company history, which ultimately did happen roughly 3 months after that. Also during this time, I started up my inaugural podcast, which was called, at the time it was called Living Inspiration. And I'm an overthinker. What happens if I die? It's not Living Inspiration anymore. So I changed the name to Words for the Wise. And eventually it became hashtag Talk That Matters. And, you know, we discussed a lot of things that it started off as just solo episodes before I started bringing on guests. And we started having different conversations, such as investing in yourself, knowing your worth, the definition of wisdom, Christianity, and are we failing at it, and all these different types of things. Also, you know, it came down to be, whereas that show ultimately ended and I created another one. And after that show ended, I ultimately created the new show that I currently run now. And from that one, it is definitely amazing that is of what we're trying to do, of making sure that everyone's story is heard, and making sure that everyone knows that they have a place in this world and that they are loved and that the world is a better place with them in it.
Thank you for sharing a little bit of your story, some key events. Happy that you got help at the most crucial moment in your life. Congratulations for making it to the youngest supervisor in history, like 3 months after. That's quite an achievement. And what I would like to ask you a little bit more about is heart flare. Tell us a little bit what heart flare is about and what matters.
Most definitely. So heart flare was something that's always been in my mind, but it was nothing that I actually decided to pursue, because I always listened to what others told me, like, hey, you should do this. You should do this because you're good at it. And so heart flare was always in my mind since 2021. But it did not come into play until January of this year. However, everything was being put in place in August of 2023. Heart Flare and Heart Flare Enterprises is a business, it's a brand, and it's a movement. And in the business part is the DBA for my LLC. And the branding part is actually a clothing and apparel line. And so that clothing and apparel line, we have different things such as hoodies and coffee cups, notebooks, all these different types of things, even throw pillows that you can put on your couch. But from the movement part, it's seen more as letting individuals know, hey, you matter. If you have something that you want to do in the world and you love what it is that you do and your heart is aligned with it and your heart is in it, and it is, and I always have to specify, and as long as it is legal, go out and do it. And that's where the heart part, that's where the heart comes in. However, the flair comes in because it's a play off of, hey, you got it. Now add your own style, your own fashion, and your own like little razzle dazzle to it and make it your own. So that's where Heart Flare comes into play, and that's ultimately how it came about, because I was at a job I was working at, and I had a roommate, and I was like, hey, I want to create a clothing brand, but I don't know what to call it. And Heart Flare was just one of the names that just happened to come up. And because being a poet, it was just sometimes like, you know what? This will work. It's going to catch on really fast. So.
Totally, totally. That's amazing. And tell us a little bit more about your new show, the one you just launched a couple of months ago.
Yeah, so Hearts Align, it has actually been around since March of 2023. And it started off as a podcast. And there were times where, like when it first started, I had a whole series on mental health and why mental health is important. But Hearts Align is a YouTube exclusive show where guests come on, they share their experience, they share their life story or inspiration with the world. So definitely, I'm definitely grateful to have this opportunity to help others put their story out there and to also be able to inspire those that will continue to come over to the YouTube channel and watch them.
That's fabulous. I mean, when you just think about where you come from and how you have turned your life around, and roughly how old are you now?
How old am I now?
Yes. If you, you're not obliged to respond. If you do not want to, you can. That's fine.
I am 26 years young.
Look at that. Look at that. My question, because we are on Uplift, Inspiring Stories to Uplift the World, what changed your mind when you were going through that 10 days of hospital stay after attempting a suicide? Thank God did not work. What shifted in you that made you finally bring Heart Flare to the world, become a source of inspiration for people? What shifted in you?
Ultimately, it's not necessarily what just shifted in me, but it's who was there to help me get this shift going on. So while I was in the hospital, of course, I was not the only one that was on this floor. There was another lady. There was a lady that was in there, and she was in there we're all in there pretty much for the exact same thing. And we're just having normal conversation, and she asked me why I'm in there. So I tell her, and I asked why she was in there, and she told me her reason why as well. And she tells me, she was like, life is going to be tough, but ultimately you have to learn how, like, you have to know how to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and continue to move forward. She literally hit me with the following line was, it doesn't matter how hard you get knocked down. It's about how hard you get knocked down and how many times you get back up. So she was one of the ones that helped shift me to where I needed to be, to know, hey, I am great. Hey, I know that I have a purpose. And so because of that, after I got out of the hospital, I actually stayed in contact with her, and we're still good friends on Facebook. But we don't talk that much anymore. But she still, like, when she does message me, she still tells me that she's proud of me and that I've come a long way. And what shifted in my mind was knowing and understanding that if that would have succeeded, I may have been doing what I thought was myself and the world a favor, but ultimately what I was going to end up doing was hurting everyone who cares about me, because I was going to put a sense of grief and unanswered questions on them.
It's wonderful that you were able to understand that, because it's absolutely true. You may feel at some point, depending where you are at in your mental health, in your, in your depression or something, it may feel like nobody cares about you, that you are alone in this huge world, that there is nothing good in here. You may feel that way. It's just a filter. It's just a one of the many possible reading of the world around you. But when you turn it over and you really start to feel, hey, I am not going to inflict pain on others. I cannot know how they feel, but I can imagine that if they lose someone, whoever it is, it's going to hurt and to actually put grief on them and make them go through the entire grief cycle. And it's not fun to go through that. And congratulations on understanding that and making that actually a strength to say, hey, I can actually bring joy, bring inspiration, bring a movement, bring a connection between heart and individuality, authenticity. And that is good. And that will make me feel good and will make others feel good. That's wonderful. We are very proud of you, Dishan, to have accomplished that so far. And keep on going. Keep on going.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. So we have your two websites, heartflareenterprises.com. And on YouTube, it is at Heartflare TV. This is where you are right now hosted, for your website and for your TV channel. And it's a pleasure to have you. Thank you very much for sharing your light, to sharing your inspiration, because you show the path. Okay, you can get out of that. And as you said, it's not how hard you get knocked down. It's how many times you get back up. That is true.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much for coming today. Have an amazing day.
You as well.